This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on strengthening the legal framework against human trafficking, key provisions of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. The participants are Atul Kumar Mathur, former Director General of Police, and Vaibhav Srivastav, anchor.
Of all the offences that we come across in our daily lives, and there are many, human trafficking is a growing menace throughout the world. In India, the Indian Penal Code will be replaced by the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Human trafficking is against the basic tenets of life. It violates the most fundamental rights of a human. Of all the crimes that we come across, human trafficking is a heinous act which is done against the will of a person. And then the person has to go through a lifetime of struggles and horrible experiences. The Indian law has always tried to curtail this menace and catch the culprits behind this grave crime. In today's program, we will discuss about the key provisions of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita against human trafficking. We have with us former Director General of Police, Sri Atul Kumar Mathur. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Human trafficking is against the basic tenets of life and violates the most fundamental rights of a human. Sir, what is the broad definition of human trafficking and what are the different ways in which this heinous crime is committed?
Good evening to all the listeners. This is a very important topic and I am glad and I am obliged that I am being asked to talk about it. Human trafficking is a very, very serious and grave offense against humanity and it violates our human rights, basic rights, and if I am permitted to say, it is a sin and it is an attack on the humanity. It is a de-civilization and the roots of civilization are struck by this. Human trafficking has been defined under various provisions, but new Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita is coming in force from 1st of July. It defines trafficking of a person under Section 143. I read for the benefit of our listeners. It has 7 clauses and a first clause defines who is supposed to be called committing human trafficking. Whoever for the purpose of exploitation recruits, transports, harbors, transfers or receives a person or persons. It may be individual or it may be more than one. These are the 6-7 means which have been given in there. I read the means using threats or using force or any other form of coercion by abduction or by practicing fraud or deception or by abuse of power or by inducement, including the giving or receiving of payments or benefits in order to achieve the consent of any person having control over the person recruited, transported, harbored, or transferred or received, commits the offense of trafficking. Now this section, this clause has 2 explanations. I read both. First explanation says, what does explanation means? The expression shall include any act of physical exploitation or any form of sexual exploitation, slavery or practices similar to slavery, servitude, beggary or forced removal of organs. And explanation 2 says, consent of the victim is immaterial in the determination of the offense of trafficking. Now this section has 6 more clauses where in different situations, different type of severe punishments have been prescribed.
So you've just mentioned the various clause under the new Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita against human trafficking. Illegal organ trade is also a very grave crime which is being committed in the underground areas and which is being tracked by the police and tried to be controlled. Is the illegal organ trade also a part of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita under the category of human trafficking? And how does the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita tries to prevent this?
Yes, it is considered as a trafficking. As I said, explanation, when it defines, explains the expression exploitation, it takes care of forced removal of organs also. So, because it is an exploitation.
Absolutely. So the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita doesn't have different laws for women, children and men, or have they been integrated? And how exactly has the integration done so as to get everyone at par and to deliver justice even more swiftly?
This is a very good question. I would like to inform our listeners, first of all, that when we have changed the name, earlier it was called Indian Penal Code, and in Hindi it is used to be called Bharatiya Dand Sanhita.
Yes.
Now it will be called only in Hindi. There is no English version of this title, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. The difference between Dand and Nyaya has to be understood. Now the word Nyaya has been used, which gives us indication that government wants a focal point to be changed from the punishment to the justice. When we used to consider Dand or penal section penalty, we used to consider the guilty person and the punishment of him. There were no person called victim in the focus point. He was out of canvas of this subject. Now, Nyaya word has been used, which means the Nyaya should be both for the victim as well as for the accused. We have considered accused rights and privileges and our liabilities and punishments. At the same time, we have to consider the rights and privileges of victim also, and how to care for his, how to rehabilitate him, how to compensate him for the losses and troubles or injury he has received. So here I would like to say that earlier in IPC, Indian Penal Code, there were certain provisions relating to women and children, but they were scattered around. They were not consolidated and put in one place as a chapter. In Indian legal system, now Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita has brought out a new chapter on offenses relating to women and child under a separate chapter of 5. Under that chapter, from section 95 to 99, takes care of the children, and variety of offenses which are committed against the children are being punished under those chapters. Hiring, employing or engaging a child to commit an offense. People are escaping liability by making the children to commit offense because they know that Indian law is very sensitive about the age of the person who has committed the offense, and children are excused for certain things. They have been given lighter punishments. So they commit offense through children. Now that escaping is not allowed. Hiring, employing or engaging a child to commit an offense has been made an offense under section 95. Procreation of child. Earlier it was a procreation of a minor child, minor girl. Under section 96, it has become gender neutral. Both boys and girls, if they are brought from abroad to our country and for the purpose of unlawful and immoral sex with somebody, then this section will take care of that punishment. Then there is a kidnapping or abducting child under 10 years of the age with the intent to steal from its person. There have been cases of that exploitation is done while child is moving with a ring or other thing or a chain, and he has been exploited by that they steal from the child is kidnapped or abducted to steal from his person. That is also a type of exploitation. That is section 97. And section 98 says selling child for purpose of prostitution. When children are sold for the purpose of prostitution, section 98 of this chapter takes care of that. And punishment is very severe. It may extend to 10 years and also liable to be fined. And there is an age. When a female under the age of 18 years is sold, let for hire or otherwise dispose of to a prostitute or to any person who keeps or manages a brothel, the person so disposing of such female shall, until the contrary is proved, be presumed to have disposed of her with the intent to that he shall be used for the purpose of prostitution. Because sometimes what does they do? They sell and they say, I have not sold it for prostitution. Then until it is contrary proved, it will be presumed by the law, presumption of law, that he shall be presumed that he has sold for prostitution. Then buying child for purposes of prostitution, section 99 also cares for that and gives a very severe punishment, which should not be less than 7 years and which may extend to 14 years and shall also be liable for fine.
Sir, what if someone says, or the parent of the child who has been sold says that we have agreed to the trade of this child, however immoral or grave that might be. What are the provisions for such people who are selling them, even if the excuse of poverty is given under the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita?
Sir, this is an offense per se. There are two type of offenses. One is mala prohibita, other is mala per se. This is an offense in the category of mala per se, where good faith or such things are not taken into account and they are strictly construed. Here, the consent of the victim is immaterial. If the persons are victims, then their consent is immaterial. Whether they agreed or not, it is immaterial. If it is proved that the person has committed this offense and he has used these means to achieve that object, and his objectives are offensive as per the law, then he has to be taken as a guilty person.
So earlier there were two sets of laws, the general criminal law and the special criminal law. How does the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita define human trafficking? In which category does it define it? And how does the new law assimilate these different provisions?
Sir, actually what happened, that special laws are made for the special purposes. And as per our legal system, special laws prevail over the general laws. So the special laws made for the special purposes as trafficking of persons, immoral trafficking prevention acts, other acts which have been under consideration, they have been made for mainly for preventing from sexual exploitations. Now, there are a variety of exploitation. This is not confined to sexual exploitation. There are forced labor and entertainment, camel jockeys, and other type of exploitation also. So, this general law is made in this BNS because in case anybody escapes liability because of the provisions of the special law, he should not feel free. He is covered under general laws. He cannot escape total liability because of the, some technical grounds that his case is not covered under some special law. So this general takes care of the any case which falls in this category by broadening the scope of law's provisions and giving a wide range of coverage of the law, and various situations which are not generally covered by special laws have been incorporated in it. And I want to mention here that the Government of India has considered it a so serious offense that a new section 111 has been introduced in the BNS for the organized crime, and it has been considered as a, one of the organized crimes.
So many times we see children or underage females or persons working in shops, in homes, in factories, and when caught, the owners of these shops or homes or factories say that these are the people who have come up to us on their own, and we have not forcefully employed them, but they are the ones who intend to find work and hence we are helping them. Will this be considered as an excuse or valid reason, or definitely not?
No, sir. It cannot be used as an excuse because I said it is a mala per se. It is an offense in all respect against humanity, against society. One cannot take an excuse that certain person has given. As I said, explanation 2 of section 143 says consent of the victim is immaterial. Even if he has volunteered to become a trafficked person, it will not help the trafficker to come out of the clutches of the law because he cannot take this excuse. He is absolutely liable for the acts which he is doing, irrespective of the fact whether the victim has approached him or he has taken the victim into control through these means. It's because victim's consent is immaterial.
Atul Kumar Mathur, sir, thank you so much for making this discussion a high-value talk and enlightening us with these wonderful insights on the new Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. We thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening the legal framework against human trafficking, key provisions of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. The participants were Atul Kumar Mathur, former Director General of Police, and Vaibhav Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.